Proud to be an Australian athlete, weightlifter Simplice Riboem says he hopes to add to the medals he's won for Australia.
Oh, I feel okay, I'm feeling great and I feel confident.
A bronze medalist for Cameroon in the 2006 Melbourne Commonwealth Games, Mr. Riboem took the chance to escape his conflict-riven country and seek asylum in Australia. He says his life in Australia is much better.
The shooting when people get killed, I mean, he's not have that here in Australia. In Australia, look, at all, see, you can walk whatever you want to, you're feeling free. It's like you're feeling free like a bird. Even the bird is not free like you.
4 years later, he won gold for Australia at the 2010 New Delhi Commonwealth Games and silver in Glasgow in 2014. 6,500 athletes and officials are attending the Gold Coast Games. Some of them come from countries affected by conflict or where minorities are repressed. 37 of the Commonwealth's 53 member countries criminalise same-sex activity. Despite this, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton made it clear in February, no one is to disobey visa laws.
The Commonwealth Games is going to be an amazing event. 100,000 visitors will descend on the Gold Coast, and our message to the 0.5% of people who might think that they can overstay a visa or not act within the conditions of their visa is that Australia has very tough laws and they need to abide by the law.
Last month, Rwandan athletes were issued a stern warning by their government that they face treason charges if they fled. Sarah Dale is the principal lawyer at the Refugee Advice and Casework Service and regularly handles asylum applications. She says anyone can seek asylum if they have a well-founded fear of persecution.
It is 100% legal to seek asylum, no matter how you've arrived in Australia or your purpose for being here. Whether that's by plane or by sea, you have the right to seek asylum. If you feel that you would face a serious human rights violation in your home country upon return.
Small numbers of athletes and officials overstay visas or seek asylum at most Commonwealth and Olympic Games. 45 people from Cameroon, Sierra Leone, Ghana, Nigeria and Bangladesh overstayed or claimed asylum after the 2006 Melbourne Games. Many received refugee status, including Simplice Riboem. He says others must really think about their decision before they make it.
I advise to some people like me choose to what I do. I will probably suggest to think properly. If you probably decide you want to stay, have a good reason or in good thing to show the government why you want to stay.
Since becoming a citizen a decade ago, Mr. Riboem is now married and has children, but they've never met their grandmother. He hopes his efforts for Australian sport will be rewarded with a visa for his mum.
Yes, I want my mother to come. That's probably the priority now.